Welcome to WRTI's Classical Stream, made possible by contributions from listeners like you. Learn more at WRTI.org.
This is the weekend of the first Philadelphia International Tango Festival. And today we'll be speaking with members of a group that will be highlighted and performing there, Tanghetto. Tanghetto has already been nominated twice for Latin Grammys, and they are really changing the world of tango as we know it up to this present day. Max Masri is a composer and an electronic musician. Federico Vasquez plays the bandoneon, and he plays it like an old master. Antonio Boyajian is a pianist who joins the group in their performance today and tonight. And we speak with them now about Tanghetto and what it is bringing to tango throughout the world. Max, are you the founder of the group?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
You sound very, very American and very determined, yes. It is a wonderful group, and the group is very new, and the whole concept is new. And I think for our listeners who adore the tango, you are exploring new areas, and it seems that the tango is the great ground to explore areas. I mean, Piazzolla certainly changed things with the Nuevo Tango, and you are working with electronics, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Well, Piazzolla, he's our main inspiration.
Yes.
We tried to bring something new to tango. We tried to do, make new music from Buenos Aires.
Now, the title of this, one of your albums, the Tanghetto, is Más Allá del Sur?
Más Allá del Sur.
Oh, that's better. You say it much better than I do. And it means what?
It means way beyond the South. But it has a special meaning for us because we try to re-explore the roots of tango and bring a different approach to it.
Is it more modern?
It is. But we keep the roots, the rhythms of traditional tango.
You use electronics, and actually, I always kind of think of electronics, not only the separate instruments, but I think of this, the samplers, the sampling of it, which is repetitious. It's back over and over and over again. And we use it a lot, of course, here in the States, and of course, for the people that love more contemporary music. But in the tango, for me, it's a very alien. you've heard that before, I'm sure. People say that.
Piazzolla was the first tanghetto to use drums.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a very folksy sound, very folk music-like sound. If you look at the old tango ensembles, right? I mean, it's the bandoneon. What are the elements? Piano?
Piano, guitarra, contrabajo.
Which is the bass, the double bass.
Uh-huh.
And many bandoneons, right?
Mucho bandoneon.
Muchos, yeah.
Violin.
Yes, Federico, you have this beautiful instrument with you. There you go. That's all we need, that accent, and it's tango. But now you play it, it's like an accordion, but it has buttons.
Yeah, it's like it's a German instrument, really.
Witz Band, wasn't that the name of the man that invented it?
Yes.
So that's why it's called that. But you don't have a keyboard like an accordion.
No, buttons.
Okay. So they're not chords, they're single notes, is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And, of course, it's a very special style. When did you start playing?
10 years ago with Rodolfo Mederos.
That's for our audience. We are speaking to two very attractive young men, actually. So 10 years ago. You were a teenager, right?
Yeah.
And what started you?
This instrument is of my grandfather.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother gave me to me.
And were you interested?
Like a gift.
A gift. Were you interested in music at all?
Yeah. I played piano.
Also,
before that.
I see. Now, when one studies the
bandone, it was like a magic for me, discover the instrument. So then I start to learn and listen tango and learn play.
It's magic, and it is magic. It's a magical instrument, the sound. But you, do you go to school to study, or do you do you sit in with?
No, I study with Rodolfo Mederos. He's a very famous bandoneonist.
Okay.
He played with Piazzolla.
Yes.
And then I learned playing with another musicians. And
so you kind of like, you just sit in. Mm-hmm. And you learn there must be special tunes that are known, or special melodies that you learn,
mm-hmm.
right? But the technique is something you have to learn. I mean,
of course, it's very difficult.
Yes, of course,
very very difficult.
Very very difficult. And how many are there usually? In the old bands, I think you had what, maybe three or four bandoneo players. You know, many ensembles.
In orquesta típica.
Yeah, more.
More.
Four or five.
Four, because they are the body of the orchestra. Mm-hmm. It's really chamber music. Certainly, it's the same thing as chamber music in classical music, and I think that's one of the appeals for people that listen to it, because there's something very real and traditional about it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it has a very sensuous quality, the tango, and it is, we were talking before the interview, I was speaking with Federico about the mystique of tango, and it's an aura that what one feels in Argentina when you go there. It's part of the air that you breathe.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Isn't it? It's a strange.
It's like the soundtrack of Buenos Aires.
It's wonderful. Yes, that's very well put. And Max, what is your instrument?
Well, I play keyboards. I'm like the electronic guy.
So you're really of the new... I don't want to keep referring to it as a new generation, but this is, of course, the new generation of music, electronic music.
Well, you know something? I learned composition with Virgilio Esposito. He's like a legend of traditional tango. But he was very open. He really liked Piazzolla, and he always said that if you wanted to do something, you had to do something new.
That's very true. Well, you certainly have with your group. Now, do you always have the same number of people in the group, or do you sometimes
No, we
have
are
more?
Sometimes sexteto, that's okay. Six yes. members, sometimes quinteto, five members, and a foursome.
Now, what's different about you? What is
different?
It that has put you on a map? You had some Grammy nominations,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, we have two Grammy nominations.
For your Latin album, yeah.
Yeah. And we competed with Yo-Yo Ma on Best Instrumental. He won.
And he loves tango.
He loves tango.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, but he can't do it all by himself, you know.
Yeah. He needs...
Did he, you know, he's the kind of person that will sit in with you if you see him, and uh-huh. he comes and he'll say, can I sit in with you? And he'll play cello with you, you know. That's the way he is. He's a wonderful artist. So you have different numbers of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you start? Where did the idea come to you?
I guess it was 1998. I started to have this idea. I was back from a trip I did to Germany, and I met many Argentinians there. Then I realized that these people in Germany, they discovered, or they began to listen to tango a lot more than they did in Buenos Aires.
Well, they did in the early years of tango. I mean, it was very, very popular in Europe, actually,
uh-huh.
because they considered tango, I think, once the high society in Europe started to dance the tango, it became something that one was allowed to do. Otherwise, it was considered music that was very scandalous, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I know.
But I don't understand, how did you get to tango? I mean, you're a composer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you play the keyboards, but when you started being a musician, how did you get into the field?
Because of Virgilio Esposito, you know?
Yes.
Because
on what level were you composing, or were you playing?
I wanted to be a composer. I wanted to write songs, and well, since he was a tango legend, I remember in the classes he always played one of his songs before the class.
Now, what year is that?
This was around 1994.
So was he part of that Nuevo Tango movement?
No, this is something else. No. He was a very prolific composer, and he was able to do many different styles of music. So even though he's known for being a tango legend, he wrote songs for many artists that were outside tango.
But it was popular music.
Yeah, popular music. Yes.
So you studied with him, and then you decided you wanted to compose and you wanted to play.
Mm-hmm. And then I began to realize that the roots of the music of Buenos Aires were part of me in a way, because, like I said, tango is a soundtrack of of our city, and you always listen to it. It's always in the background.
It's always there. Yeah.
It's always there, and it becomes part of you, becomes part of your soul.
But how come you didn't do classical compositions? I mean, I guess the classical composers feel the same way.
Yeah, but I was much more in the popular music thing.
Did you decide one day, gee, I wonder what this would sound like?
Uh-huh, that's right.
That's exactly what happened.
Especially when I was in Germany, and there was this big contrast of, you know, the sound of tango that all these Argentinian friends that I had were listening to, and the electronic music that was popular there.
Electronic being, you mean the synthesizer, but you're talking about the pop field, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the synthesizer now is, I mean, it's just a given in all of the music that we hear, pretty much. It's part of the sound of today. So it's more, well, the sound of today.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you incorporate that with such a traditional thing? That's your secret. That's why you were nominated for 2 Grammy Awards.
That's right.
The secret. Okay. So it works, huh?
Yeah. But the way we compose the songs is like we start from a very traditional way of writing, you know, like a song structure. And then we add all the elements of new sounds.
In your case, electronic sounds.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Because the other instruments are not new sounds, right?
Uh-huh. They're all acoustic instruments.
Yes. They're real instruments.
They're real instruments.
Well, of course, you see now when you talk to people that do electronic music, you know, you can't talk that way anymore, because 30 years ago, you know, it was just a joke, but now it's very serious. But how does that impact on the sound then?
Well, it sounds different. Younger people, they like it because some people call traditional tango elevator music.
Okay. I guess the story is the same everywhere, because if we play music from the 50s or 60s, it's called elevator music.
I know.
But we all have to go through transitions, right? So is this, again, though, you're not dissonant, are you? But you are. But what's really different is that it has this electronic sound.
I mean, I respect traditional tango. There are lots of legends and even new artists who play excellent traditional tango. But we wanted to do something new, something different.
So you're very popular now.
Yeah.
Is that right? You have a big following.
Well.
We're going to make it bigger. We're going to have a radio phone. And you will be performing then tonight.
Yes.
With the Philadelphia Tango Festival.
That's right. It's amazing how tango dancers brought our music to the milongas everywhere in the world. We get so much respect from them, and it's so good, because sometimes when you go to a milonga, you listen to traditional tango and then to our music.
I think they probably feel like they're in the world with your music. Uh-huh. I mean, it's in today.
Today.
This is a fresh...
The power of now.
The power of now. That's great. That's terrific. So do you have any plans yourself about any other part of the music world that you would like to compose for, or is this your baby?
This is our baby.
Okay.
We're very proud of our four albums.
Okay, now you have quite a few albums. The very newest one is this one.
Más allá del sur.
Is that in stores already?
It's on iTunes here in the States.
Okay.
Like our catalog.
Okay. And then you have this other one, El Miedo a la Libertad.
El Miedo a la Libertad. It's Fear of Freedom. That's the name.
Oh, my. You're very profound.
Uh-huh.
Fear of Freedom. Well, do you have it or you don't have it?
Both.
You have a bandoneonist in New York. Federico, have you been to New York?
No, never.
But we're planning on.
Okay.
I'm going to New York tomorrow.
Antonio Boyajian has just joined us. He is pianist with your group, and mm-hmm. Welcome to Crossover.
Welcome. Thank you.
you also speak a little English, is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah, a little.
Very little, and you are playing with the group, and we're delighted to have you here today.
Okay, thank you.
How long have you been with the group?
Around 4 years.
I see.
Yeah.
And playing the piano in tango is very important.
Yeah, it's a direction role, kind of direction role.
Like he has a direction role.
Oh, a director. The role.
Not
of director.
In this kind of tango. In the
but not
traditional.
Yeah.
Okay.
He means that.
Okay, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
In traditional tango, you are the leader.
Yeah.
But not here.
Not in this.
Who's the leader, Max?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm smart.
Well, no, it's very interesting. I was going to ask, because you're playing a keyboard, the piano is keyboard, but it's different. I mean, is it still
Well, it depends, because we also have an acoustic drummer, and it depends on what type of song we're playing, who's gonna have that leading role live.
Now, do you still play the same style of piano as traditional?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of. Not exactly, because in the tango, the piano moves the tempo.
Yes.
And in the electronic tango, the tempo is the same way all the time.
That's
so that's one of the difference between the piano in tango traditional and in electro tango.
Yes. Well, we are speaking with the members of Tangueto. And you can hear them live on Saturday evening. They will be playing at the Philadelphia Tango Festival. And we'll give you all the details on that location. They'll be playing from, I believe, 11 to midnight. And they have a very, very wide audience and have been really making tracks in the music business with their albums. Now, you've been touring. Where is that, a world tour? Or
yes.
Pretty much.
We are promoting our last album, Más Allá del Sur.
Yes.
We started the tour. Well, we started in Buenos Aires with a big concert. And then we went to Europe. We did 15 dates there in Germany, Italy, France, Holland, Switzerland. And then we did a tour of Brazil.
Okay.
8 cities.
Is it big there?
Very big, yeah.
Because tango is not Brazilian. They have their own.
They have their own.
Yes, but it's very interesting. So you have a big following all over the world, actually.
Yeah, it's starting to grow.
So how many albums have you actually done to date?
We have 4 albums and a remix album. So it's 5.
For the audience, a remix?
A remix is... different versions of older stuff, older songs
that you have done or of repertoire.
We have some songs from other artists, but some of our own in that album.
And is that's available as well?
Yeah.
So all of your things here in the States are available on iTunes. Did you say?
Uh huh. That's right.
And that's it. If someone wanted to get the album.
On Amazon.
Amazon.com, okay.
Uh-huh.
And they are all there, is right?
That's right.
Okay. So for all of you who want their wonderful performances, you can get them, as Max said, on Amazon.com or iTunes, and you can hear them live once again this Saturday evening in Fishtown at the Philadelphia Tango Festival between 11 and 12 midnight.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're playing, so it's going to be a real bash. A pleasure having you all. The very best of luck to you. Come back and visit us again.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.